Welcome back, everybody, to Diversity LGBTQI Radio. Tonight, I'm going to be chatting with Faith Michaels. She's a legendary artist, singer, songwriter, and also she's also one of my favorite drag queens as well. I was hoping that everybody's been having a wonderful Easter. I've been like, having some really good food and stuff like that. I'm just sitting here doing my show on Easter because, you know, I was going to go see my folks, but, you know, got to work. You know, it's one of those things you got to do. I can't wait to chat with Faith Michaels because, I mean, she's one of my favorite guests. I'm just hoping everybody has a wonderful Easter and hope everybody's, you know, driving safe out there, returning back home because a lot of people are probably taking like a 3-day weekend. Some people got to go back to work on Monday and I think also school goes back in session on Monday too. I can't remember. It's been a while. Let's see here. I know The Walking Dead just ended its season finale of season 5, part 2. I haven't been really that fond of this part of Walking Dead. It's just one of those, I don't know, I think it was just really weird. I just lost interest in this last half of Walking Dead. I know that Once Upon a Time is getting really interesting lately, because, I mean, Maleficent finally figured out that her baby's alive and she's on the search for her baby, so I wonder how that's all going to play out. I'm going to be having Faith Michaels calling here at 7 o'clock. I know she came across my old radio show at one time, and I was still doing, like, talking about the paranormal and ghosts and all that. And what I didn't know is the whole entire paranormal and ghost thing was really intrigued Faith Michaels. I didn't really know she was listening to my show at the time, and her agent emailed me like a while back, and he goes like, "Didn't you have a show that you talked about ghosts and the paranormal and stuff like that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I had a show like that like a while back, but I mean, I eventually, you know, changed my perspective on my show and gave it a new name. I rebranded it and stuff like that. That's my old show and stuff like that. And what I didn't know is Faith Michaels creates illusions of legendary artists like Reba McEntire, Celine Dion, and Lady Gaga, and making crowds of laughter her comic pieces, or dazzling them with her ever-growing array of fabulous showgirl costumes. She also comes from Key West, Florida. I would love to be in Key West right now, where it's, you know, where it's more warmer. You know, where, you know, we're not having, you know, they're not having a like bipolar Ohio weather. And she has a new music video called Never Ever. I think that's how I say it because I'm really bad at pronouncing stuff. She's been releasing. She's on her latest release called Work That Body, and she also has her own radio show as well. It's called Faith Michael Does Key West. I'm really interested about that. I'm gonna talk to Faith about her radio show, how that's still going and stuff like that. How she led him to just do something like that. And from what I can tell, she's conducted several exciting interviews and she recently decided to take her own show in a new direction, launching it Faith Michael Does Key West podcast affiliated with nosafeforwork.com. I definitely would love to be a guest on that for sure, because my show gets kind of steamy every once in a while, but she's also currently working on new music. She's probably doing some really cool touring and stuff like that. Sorry about that, my phone slipped. So she's probably doing all this really cool touring and getting her name out there and stuff like that. She probably met hundreds and hundreds of fans and stuff like that. I would love to meet her, see what she's like as a person, not as not as an artist or a singer or a drag queen. I just want to know what she's like as herself when she's had downtime and stuff like that in her life. And she's been really, been really insight about it. She has like a, I love how people have like different types of insights. You know, a lot of people talk about their character of drag. You know, like, you know, some say, you know, she can be sassy, she can be funny, she can be, maybe she can be bitchy or a kitten with a whip or whatever. I want to know what Faith Michael's drag persona is like. Is she like kind of like one of these refined queens or these kind of queens who don't care what people say, or she's like one of these really bubbly queens who just likes a lot of fan attention and, you know, it's like have like all types of interactions with their fans. That's what really draws me to having people like guests on my show. They got to have their fans' attention. Their fans willing to come out to see their shows and stuff like that. I don't waste my time in having people on my show who don't respect their fans and stuff like that. From what I can tell, you know, Faith Michaels respects her fans and loves her fans and all that. That's what I admire about her as well. I mean, she, a lot of people take their time out to get to know their fans. So yeah. And also, let me see here. I can find my day planner. So, I'm actually having some really good guests coming on my show here in this upcoming month. So, trying to find where I put my day planner. I think my day planner gremlins got a hold of it. Found it. Sorry about that, everybody. So, let me see here. I'm actually going to be having on April 19th, I'm having Brett Jones on my show. He's the author who wrote the book called Pride. He's the first out gay Navy SEAL and sniper. So I'm going to be having him on my show on the 19th. And then I'm going to be having a very good friend of mine, my good friend Gerald. He's from the movies Bear City 1 and Bear City 2. We're going to be talking about his. Also, he has a, I can't remember the name. I think it's like, I can't remember the movie he's doing right now, but it's, I think it's out now, I do believe. I can't remember. I can't think of the top of my head. So I'm going to be talking to him how he got into doing the whole entire two Bear City movies. And if he considered himself as a bear or a daddy or a silver daddy or whatever, you know, there's so many, you know, community. I really don't know all of them, so, you know, he might even educate me on, you know, on a lot of them too as well, because I'm like, I don't really partake in the bear community, but I had this one, you know, I adopted this one thing from the movie. It's like, I think it was the one that plays Tyler. Because there's like, you know, something about so much stroller meat. And I was saying to my friend of mine at work today, I'm going like, there's like a really hot piece of stroller meat. And she goes like, what's that? And I've been telling her what it means, but, you know, but I'll explain that on my show at the end of the month, like, what that means. So, it's kind of, probably everybody's probably just, you know, probably in their ham or turkey comas or whatever, you know. So, it's going to be one of those kind of, you know, quiet days. You know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just, you know, I'm actually, I'm almost booked up for the month of May. That's kind of crazy. But I'm going to try to get that all booked up here soon and look forward towards June as well. So for in May, I'm having Marty Gold Cummings on my show on May 3rd. now having the legendary actor, director, and writer, and creator of the Sort of Lies, his name is Dale Shore. So he also was involved in the Queer as Folk U.S. version of the show. And I'm also going to have one of my favorite returning guests back on my show on May 17th, Brian Rosenberg. He's the co-founder of Gays with Kids. So I'm going to be talking more about that, you know, about like how he, him and his partner adopted their children and stuff like that. You know, like he's one of my really good friends, and he's almost kind of like a role model in a way. I mean, just how he became a dad and stuff like that. I mean, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, I respect him and his partner, you know, becoming two wonderful dads to their children and stuff like that. I really like how some people do that because, you know, it's awesome. I was reading somewhere online where, I'm not sure how many people even seen it or whatever. It's where the state of Indiana passed a freedom of religion bill or whatever it's called. And I guess now they're trying to, you know, reword it not to offend the LGBTQI community and stuff like that. I'm like, I have no intentions going to Indiana anymore. I'm actually starting to boycott Indiana, you know. And there's also this mom and pop pizzeria or whatever. It's somewhere in Indiana. And I guess some right winger is donated like $850,000 to the people who own the pizzeria and stuff like that. I guess now the owners of the pizzeria, they're in hiding because of all the hate mail and threats that they've been getting and stuff like that. You know, I'm like, you know, they don't want to cater to same sex marriages and stuff like that. I'm like, what are we gonna do? Like, are we gonna like, you know, automatically, you know, like if they, you know, if we actually touch them, they're gonna catch it or whatever. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't understand people sometimes. It's really confusing. So, I mean, you know, it's been like all over Facebook and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, I'm boycotting Indiana. So, I'm not even go to like, say, I'm not going to go to Indiana for like ghost hunts and stuff like that, or any type of paranormal convention and stuff like that. Cause I'm like, you know, I mean, Indiana is not going to get none of my money. So I'm not going to give any, I don't want this sound to be mean. I'm not going to give anybody my money who does a convention in the state of Indiana. That's my own prerogative. So I'm like, if they don't like it, I mean, it's TFB. So I'm just done with Indiana. So, right now, I'm just focusing on the positive and stuff like that. I guess after this week, not this week, but the following week, I'm actually going to be partaking in what they called the AIDS Walk here in Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to be taking part in that. It's a 5K walk to help raise money for HIV and AIDS. So it's for a very good cause. I'm going to be taking part in that. So, you know, I'm going to have to get up, you know, at the crack of dawn in order to go downtown Columbus and register and stuff like that. You know darn well, this man, you know, I'm not going to be able to have my coffee. I'm going to have my coffee. You know, I'm going to have my Starbucks and stuff like that. I got to have my coffee because I get really antsy when I don't have my coffee. So, can't wait for that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to get everything ready here. And, you know, I had some minor setbacks on some things right now, but you know, when in doubt, you know, it'll work itself out. So yeah. You can definitely tell the allergy season is starting. So, So I actually got done. I'm not sure how many people actually. I got hooked on this new TV show. It's called Eye Candy. I am not sure how many people seen it. It's on MTV, but I've been watching on Hulu. It reminds me. It's kind of like a dark drama. Kind of like it's not like Dark Shadows or anything. But it's basically about this girl who's being stalked by this killer online, stuff like that. She's trying to figure out who he is or who she is, and it's been going around and killing her friends, stuff like that. But I highly recommend it for people who want to see like a new like thriller or dark drama. You know, I don't know when Eye Candy is on, but you know, if you have like Hulu or whatever, it's up to like it's all the way up to episodes 1 through 9, I do believe. And they're probably about like an hour long, but you have to take out the commercials, it's probably about like 45 minutes. Yeah, it's one of my favorite new TV shows right now because you know I got hooked on that because a friend of mine from work told me about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll check it out, see what it's like. And I told her, and then she was like, oh, I really gotta check this out now. So yeah, I highly recommend Eye Candy for those who want to watch a new TV show. Like I said, I don't know when it's on. So you probably want to like, you know, like find out on MTV when it's on. I really don't watch, you know, that much TV, but when I do, I like to binge watch, you know, my favorite TV shows. excuse me. And watch them for hours on end, when I'm not working, of course. So yeah, I'm probably gonna work on oh, what is it called? Oh, I might do Weeds. I might watch Weeds all over again. Watch that. Probably like watch maybe like Buffy the Vampire Slayer all over again from the beginning, because you know I love that show. That show's awesome because it's one of my favorite, you know, shows from the 90s. So I think they're like the late 90s, I do believe. So yeah. Or I'll probably watch, I don't know. I just got so many favorite shows. I don't even know what show I'm gonna start next. So I'm actually gonna be going seeing a movie called, it's gonna come out, it's not gonna come out this week, but it's gonna come out the following. It's called Unfriended. From what I can see from the trailer, it's kinda like, you know, when you're online, if you log out, supposedly, you know, your character gets killed or whatever. I don't know. I'm gonna check that movie out. So that's like I'm gonna give my review on it on my next show. You know, I love a really good scary movie because it's something that will, you know, make me jump. There was one movie. I can't. I think it was called Seance. Supposedly it has Seance or something like that. I can't remember. But it also it has Adrian Paul in it, but supposedly he plays like this character of a killer who's dead or whatever, and he goes and taunts the people who live in the college kids who live in the building that they're living in and stuff like that. I haven't really watched all of it, but you know, I'm hoping it's gonna be good because I seen the halfway through it and I'm going like, ah, it's time to call tonight, and, you know. So, I also can't wait for the new season of Orange Is the New Black to come on. So that's gonna be on Netflix. So it's only a Netflix only show. What else have I been watching? I haven't really been watching a whole heck of a lot. I think I actually got. If anybody wants to watch a seriously disturbing movie, it's not like seriously disturbed, but it's. The movie's called Party Monster. It has Seth Green and Macaulay Culkin, and it's about two club kids in the 90s, I do believe. It's about James St. James and Michael Alley. Basically, you know, James St. James writes a book called Disco Bloodbath about it, and you know, and Michael Alley is played by Macaulay Culkin. He basically kills this drug dealer, and he gets caught. You know, and goes to jail and stuff like that. So I'm gonna be having Michael Alley on my show coming up here very soon. So yeah, I can't wait for that. Other than that, really, not a whole heck of a lot's been going on, really. But yeah, other than that, you know, spring is finally getting here and it's warming up and can't wait for it to stay warm. You know, be able to go outside and enjoy the warm weather instead of being bundled up and, you know, being stuck in a house, you know, during the cold, it's been a long winter. So yeah, I just can't wait for it actually to stay warm. Really, it's been this weather's been so bipolar and so crazy. I'm actually going to be working on a little event sometime in May. I'm still working out the details for that. So it's probably going to be towards the end of May. Other than that, really, I can't really say too much about the event, but it's going to be an awesome event. But you know, once I know more, I'll be able to say more about it and go from there. That's really, really about it. Since it's been getting warm out, you know, it's like, you know how like when it gets warm out, you want to like purge your closet and stuff like that. I've been doing that because I'm purging my closet, you know, getting rid of stuff I don't haven't worn in a year. I guess my motto is if you haven't worn in a year, donate it. So that's what I've been doing. I mean, like, haven't worn in a year. So I'm like, you know, donating stuff I haven't worn in a year. So it's, I'm purging my closet, purging my jacket closet and stuff like that. I haven't worn that in a year. So I'm going to donate it. You know, it's all going to a worthy cause. So other than that, you know, that's about it, really. Just doing whatever comes to mind, really. I'm actually in the, I'm almost getting close to finishing my second book. You know, me and my horrible grammar. You know, I'm going over like a lot of my stuff, kind of trying to get all the grammar fixed and stuff like that, because, you know, I'm such a horrible speller. So, and this is like, you know, before I had a computer, I've been writing it all in notebooks and stuff like that. It's way before I had a computer, I would have to say circa 1994. So I didn't have a computer until about, like, I don't know, 1996 or 97, I do believe. I can't remember. So yeah, I had to know how long I stayed in that before I had a computer. So I'm working on that. So my second book should probably be out probably, I don't know, summer or fall of 2015, maybe, depending on, you know, how fast. Probably not. I'm not that too far away from getting it done. So yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. Just trying to get that done. So, I really want to release this other book. So, and get it done, and, you know, and take a little break from writing right now. So, yeah. So, yeah, I've been doing that lately. You know, trying to get that done and stuff like that, really. So, I'm just hoping everybody has a safe journey back home from visiting their family and friends during Easter. Other than that, really, that's about it, really. Just taking it easy, really.
other than that, that's about it, really. I'm just, that's about it. I'm just, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, after, I'm going to take probably going to do one or two more books after that book I'm going to be doing. After that, I'm going to take a little break, you know, let my mind, you know, wander and stuff like that and focus on my, my paranormal stuff and go from there, really. You know, that's about it, really. You know, and hope everybody, you know, just has a good time. You know, about it, really. I know, I think the next big holiday coming up is, isn't it like Memorial Day, I do believe? So, you go from there, I guess. And, yeah. So, I'm just hoping, you know, this year's, I have a great feeling that this year is going to be the best year for me. I mean, I have a lot of good things going to be happening. Can't really say for sure what they're going to be. You know, all I know, it's all good things right now. It's all positive vibes, positive energy and stuff like that. Made some really good friends along the way. And that's that, you know, I can't really say a whole heck of a lot what else is going on in my life right now. So yeah, it's once I'm able to divulge everything and, you know, and go from there, really, you know, but all I know is this is my year, you know, from what my close friend of mine told me, you know, she said, you know, everything is falling into place, and I'm so excited. But I got some good news. I'm going back to school this fall, so I'm going to get my degree in social working, so I can help the at-risk youth in the LGBTQI community. You know, and you know, I'm probably going to do my social working like in hospitals and stuff like that. You know. You know, go from there, you know, in order to get my feet wet, so to speak. So, but I'm not going to, like, be one of, these social workers who goes into houses and stuff like that. I'm not going to get involved in that part of social working. So, yeah, I think that's what my calling in my life is, you know. Stuff like that. So yeah, I can't wait to go back to school this fall and earn my degree. I think it's gonna be like 4 years. I think 4 years for associate's degree. I think I can't remember, but yeah, gotta make something of my life. You know, have some positive changes and stuff, and go from there. So I know we'll be having Faith Michaels calling in here in about 30 minutes. We're talking about all kinds of things that she's been doing, you know, all kinds of music she's been writing, and if she has any tour dates going on or performances at like local bars and stuff like that. If she's traveling or she's like doing like anything, you know, so what's going on with her. You know, we're probably end up going to be talking about ghosts too. Can't wait for that. I can't wait to talk to her about ghosts. So, yeah, that might happen too as well. So I think from I was reading somewhere there's going to be a spinoff of Walking Dead. It's called Fear of the Walking Dead. Supposedly it's going to the zombie apocalypse started. So the funny thing though is they really don't say if it's shot, if it's you know, the zombie apocalypse happened just now or happened like in the future or what. They really don't say anything. They really don't say what year it's set in and stuff like that. I'm like, that really confuses me when some TV shows don't even tell you the year. You're going like, what? You know, what? You're like scratching your head. You're trying to figure out, you know, the whole entire plot and stuff like that. You know, trying to figure out when it was happening and stuff like that. I don't know how many of my listeners are listening right now. I know a lot, like I said, a lot of people are probably coming back home from their in-laws or family's places from Thanksgiving, or just reawakening from their ham or turkey comas. I'm not sure how many of my listeners are going to tune into the spinoff of Walking Dead. You think like a spinoff will be like one of the characters from Walking Dead is going to be in it? I really don't know. I haven't heard anything who's going to be in it quite yet. You know, that's when I think of like spinoff. You know, one of the characters from that show goes over to the new one. You know, maybe they're going to change the rules on that. I don't know. You know, I know for a fact that they're doing a. I'm not sure how many people seen that movie called Poltergeist. They're doing another movie of Poltergeist. They are doing another movie of. I'm going to say it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's, I guess supposedly the guy that plays the Arrow is playing Casey Jones in it, I do believe. So he's going to be in that movie. He's going to be in that movie, but I don't know when that one's going to be released. But I know he was working on, you know, doing that movie. So I don't know when it's going to be released, or that's just a rumor. I don't know. But I'm hoping that Netflix or Hulu picks up my Witches of East End, because I want to know what's going to happen. I don't like cliffhangers. I really don't. I want to see what's all going to happen. You know, hoping Aunt Wendy gets out of hell and stuff like that. And having the witches back and, you know, kicking some ass and, you know, kicking some villains' ass and stuff like that. You know, I can't wait to see that too, because, you know, I don't like to be played around with all my TV shows. So, I'm hoping one of those, CBS CBS or Fox or whatever picks it up, because I want to know what's going to happen with my witches. So, I've been noticing like a lot of shows are beginning to cancel lately. People, I can't remember what all TV shows have been canceled lately, but I've been trying to figure out, you know, how I can watch some of my shows. They always say, like, you know, you can watch them on ABC.com, but I mean, that's you can watch a full episode on ABC.com. When I tried that, they go, "Oh, you gotta have cable." I'm like, I don't got cable right now, you know. And then, you know, you can't really watch because it's misleading, you know. When you try to, you know, watch it, you know, you can't. It's like, why don't they tell you in order to, for those people who like did away with their cable because the cable's been so insanely overpriced lately, you know? I'm like, hello. I mean, people are trying to save money, you know. I'm hoping to get Kale back here soon, because I'm going Craig's home. But it looks like I might have to go over to a friend of mine's place in order to like watch like some of my cable TV shows, ones that I can't find online, like on Hulu or Netflix or whatever. So I'm probably having to have to do it, because it's driving me crazy. So I know I'm going to be having Faith Michaels calling in here about 25 minutes. If anybody wants to call in and ask Faith Michaels a question, you can call in 713-955-0384. So I can't wait to talk to Faith Michaels. I like to know what she's all doing. I'm like, you know, is she like just like having like a little downtime during the
the holiday, or if she was like, you know, yeah, I'm just going to stay home and, you know, do whatever, you know. That's how some people are. They don't want to be bothered going out for this whole entire going on and, you know, hoping that there's something really cool going on.
Excuse me. Other than that, I'm probably going to be catching up on some classic movies. I'm probably watching the Sleepaway Camp movies again because that's one of my favorite 80s horror flicks. Going to watch that. I might end up watching True Calling season 1 through 2. I'm going to watch that because I haven't seen that in a long time. You know, probably watch some, I don't know, Stardate, or probably watch some 6 Feet Under. I really don't know what I'm gonna get myself into. I really do not know. It's gonna all reveal in due time. So, you know, like I said, I've been busy with my paranormal team. You know, I've been, you know, getting some really interesting cases coming up here soon. I know I got to get with one of my team members here because. See what's all going on, see what I can, you know, do to help. Because, I mean, I have been so busy. I don't know which end is up anymore because, I mean, I've been busy with my day job and stuff like that. It's been crazy. I'm like, ugh. I haven't had any time for myself lately except for my days off. When I do that, I'm like, I don't want to do nothing. So, but yeah, I'm probably going to be, I have no idea what I'm going to, you know, I might actually go to a local cemetery here in town and, you know, check out the rumors of it being haunted and stuff like that, and, you know, check that out, see if any of it's true. Ow. So, you know, go from there, I guess. You know, I like to go out to places and try to figure out if the place is actually haunted without, you know, being told anything, if it actually is haunted or not. Yeah, you know, I like to debunk these things, you know, and go in cold and not have that much insight about it. You know, go from there. You know, other than that, really, about it. You know, just hoping everything just goes according to plan and go from there, really. So I'm not sure if anybody has any plans coming up this summer, if anybody has, like, any, I don't know, like, vacations coming up or see family or whatever. I know I'm going to try to go see my family this summer, but it depends on how everything falls into place, really. I mean, never know. It's one of those exciting things that are going to happen this summer. So, about it, tell you the truth. Except for me booking and just awesome guests. That's about it, really, for me, wise. And looking at some interesting ghost hunts here in Ohio, probably. I'm hoping to get back out to get back out there and do investigations and, you know, and stuff like that after the winter's over. So, you'll probably see me doing an upcoming charity event here coming very soon. Excuse me. So, that's in the works. I don't know where it's going to be at quite yet. I might have an awesome venue coming. I got to figure out, you know, if I can hold it there. That'll be awesome if I can because it'll be more room for people. And it's one of the notorious haunted places in Ohio, which I never investigated before, so I don't know what the claims are or what. I'm going to have to do my research or ask friends who've been there before, see what it's like going there and see if they capture any good evidence, like stuff like that. Oh, excuse me. So, other than that, really, I can't really say what's all going to be happening this summer, but all I know it's going to be all fun. So I know Monday is going to be Easter Monday in Canada. So I want to, shout out to, not shout out, but to have all, say to all my friends up in Canada, happy Easter. And, hoping that they're having to have a good Easter. And actually after Easter, after that, April's going to be kind of quiet. I know the little monsters are only going to have, 2.5 more months left of school. Not even that, and they'll be out for the summer. Yay! No, I'm just kidding. I got two nephews going to be graduating next year. So they're going to be in their senior year in high school. I think that's scary because that's going to really tell you how old I am. So that is really scary because, the next big holiday coming up is going to be, holidays is going to be Mother's Day and Memorial Day. And that's really it. That's crazy. So, other than that, nothing too extravagant going on, really. I mean, I just got a page and a half of questions I want to ask Faith Michaels, stuff like that. I've been writing all these questions down when I was at my day job this morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's going to be an interesting, awesome question to ask. I just let the questions pop in my head when I want to ask my guests. I don't, automatically write it down, is this going to be a good question or not? So, yeah, I just let the questions come to me. Then I write them down. If I think if it's going to be, a sucky question to ask, I just won't, ask it at all. But, excuse me. I don't know. It's one of those things. I don't, ask no boring questions. And I'm reading Faith Michaels' biography here. And she wrote her first song called Fetish 10 years ago and then hooked up with a music producer, Twisted D, from Hammer Music USA, and it make it come to life. So I couldn't really find that much music about Faith Michaels in it. I don't know if it's just all on iTunes or what, because I really don't have an iTunes account. And the Fetish song was a big success, even it won the best music video at the Germany's Fetish Film Festival. So, and she's been on numerous TV shows in the Florida area, and she's been featured on predominantly in several commercials promoting tourism in Key West and stuff like that. And her Faith Michaels does Key West as a part of the Key West Pirate Radio Network on Blog Talk. I'm going to have to check that out because what her show is actually like. So it's that's going to be interesting because I got so much to ask her. I'm not sure if anybody else is having bipolar weather in their area. I mean, it's lately Ohio has been having the most severe bipolar weather ever. I mean, one day it's all gorgeous. Next day it's all rainy and blah, and the next day it's cold. You know, and I'm like, really, Mother Nature, take your mood stabilizers. You know, take your mood stabilizers and you can have really awesome weather. So I don't want to deal with this bipolar weather ever again because it's boring. I'm ready for my warm weather and sunshine and 90-degree weather. So hoping it here spring and summer, so I'm over this weather already. God, my phone scared the crap out of me. So, sorry about that, everybody. I mean, my phone kind of, you know, I thought, God, I must be Mr. Popular or something, huh? Oh, no, it was, for some reason, I don't know what that was, so sorry about that, everybody. My phone kind of went crazy on me. Other than that, really, that's about it, you know, with me. And what else was I going to say? So, like I said, I'm going to be having Faith Michaels call in about 13 minutes. I think, yeah, 13 minutes. So, you know, I can't stress as much. I can't wait to talk to her because I wonder how she does all this, like how she you know does music and then does her talk show, her radio show, and does her drag performances and how she does everything else. And I'm so curious about how some of these people, you know, juggle everything in their lives. I mean, to me, I couldn't juggle all that. I think I'll go, you know, crazy in a way. But that's how they do like a coping mechanism. I don't know. Well, I have a clue. So, other than that, really, that's about it. But I'm having an issue here. Other than that, I'm just gonna chill, you know. I might go see a movie tomorrow. I don't know what I'm gonna go see tomorrow, but I might go see a movie. So it's gonna be one of those days, you know, it's one of the, you know, not do, I might need to do yard work tomorrow. I don't know. You know, that's kind of scary. I might do yard work. So, I just can't, you know, if you're in the Florida or Key West area, if you want to check out Faith Michaels, she is the talented cast at Aqua's Nightclub, popular drag show. So, you know, I don't know, I'm not sure if she does it like every day of the week or just does it on the weekends or what, but she is, does her performances at the Aqua Nightclub in Key West, Florida. So I might have to go down to Key West and actually check out her show when, you know, if I go on vacation or whatever. So, you know, I've been to Florida, but that was like many years ago, so I don't know. It probably changed a lot since then. So, Faith Michaels has been doing female impersonation for 17 years, so that's like half of what I've been alive, so it's not even half. So it's kind of like, you know, maybe like down to halfway is maybe. So it's probably doing it probably since the late 90s, probably, so yeah. or middle 90s. I'm just really intrigued to know what her style of drag is. So, I know there's all different kinds of styles of drag, but I'm just curious to know what her style is and what, you know, how she got started doing drag. Was it like, did she come across it by accident, or did she know that she always wanted to do drag? and stuff like that. I mean, tell you the truth, you know, I mean, I've been to numerous drag shows over the years since I came out in, I don't know, 99. Now that'll tell you my age. So, you know, I mean, I've been to so many, I kind of lost count. So, I would have to say my first drag show was when I was still living in Pennsylvania, and my two good friends, Dave and John, I can't remember. Now I'm having a memory issue. They took me to my first kind of like drag show, in a way. So yeah, I think that was my first drag show. I think I can't really remember. So I think like I said, my first drag show was in Pennsylvania, and I want to say it was in the Pegasus in Pittsburgh. So I don't know if that bar is still around or not. From what I heard, it closed. I don't know. That was one of my favorite gay bars in Pennsylvania, because the town that I grew up in, there was like not even a gay bar whatsoever. It's like, you know, if there was, they're very hard to find. So I don't know, you know, what this spiel was about the town that I grew up in. You know, I don't know, like, you know, I mean, the little town that I grew up in, I mean, there was, tell you the truth, I could never find a gay bar when I was living there. I mean, I lived there almost my whole life until I moved here about 18 years ago, I think. Maybe, I can't remember. So it's like almost two decades. So, since I've been here in Columbus, Ohio, I mean, heck, there's gay bars everywhere. It's like they're like popping up, like, you know, like tents. You know, I don't go to that many bars, but I mean, I just go to one. So it's like that's when I feel most comfortable. I don't feel like going to ones that are like they're really sketchy. You know, they got really poor lighting. I don't go into ones that have like really poor lighting inside. I'm like, I'm like, no. So, I have to admit, you know, I did go to one where it was really kind of sketchy. I don't know what possessed me to go there, but I ended up going there one time. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of really sketchy, you know. And I'm like, it wasn't in the really greatest neighborhood, so I don't think I'm going to go back to that one again. Because it's like, well, you know, I'm not going to, you know, go to a bar, and, you know, when you're walking out, you know, no. If there's, like, no lighting, no three bob. You know, that's my own personal preference. You know, I like to go to ones where I know the surroundings. You know, if I need to make a mad dash somewhere safe and stuff like that, you know, I can, you know. But a lot of these places, I'm like, you don't get that luxury, you know. Or you go to like a bar where it's like so sketchy, you know, it's not even like nonchalant about, you know, trying to use the washrooms. Because, you know, you never know what unsavory characters go into the washrooms. Just saying. So, you know, I'm like, no way. No siree. So, that's really about it for me. So, so I'm going to be having Faith Michaels calling in about 6 minutes. You know, I can't wait to talk to her, so it's all gone. I'm with Faith Michaels. Yeah. So, it's going to be an interesting interview because it's like I got all these questions. So, other than that, that's about it. Like I said, but the only thing is, there's not going to be a new diversity LGBTQI radio show next Sunday. It's going to be like a best of I guess like everybody on DTM radio. I know my good friends Tiff and Den, they're going to like a convention, I do believe. I'm like, you know, hey, I'm like, I'm gonna go to it too, but I don't have the money right now, so maybe I might go to a convention. I'm like to convention this year. I don't know, but I'm gonna, you know, I don't know. I might go to one maybe. It all depends. There's one I really want to go to, but I really don't have the money for it. It's one of the most freaking expensive ones ever. I'm like, going like, wow, I'm not going to spend that kind of money in October for a convention. So I'm not going to spend, you know, the money to go to Scarefest because that's just too much money. So I'd rather do one like here in Ohio, you know, go from there. I'm like, you know, I don't go like all over the United States or to go to these conventions. I'm like, I'm not the type of people who have like all, you know, money lying around. If I did, honey, I'm like, you know, I wouldn't be working. You know, I'll probably be retired. You know, like, you know, writing my books and stuff like that. You know, but I'm like, hey, I gotta work. You know, I gotta pay my bills. You know, so. So, other than that, that's really about it. I mean, you know, I'm just waiting for Faith Michaels to call in, and I, you know, because, you know, I've probably been talking a lot about her lately because it's like, you know, she is awesome. Excuse me. Oh, it's one of those it's weather, I tell you. I think it's gonna rain. I said I heard something. So yeah, I just can't wait to see what's all going off with Faith Michaels tonight. So maybe, you know, she can give me some insight on her music and what kind of style of music she writes. Is it like kind of like, you know, disco tech? Not like disco tech, but like pop music or dance music or just like really upbeat kind of music. So I don't know. That's going to be a really good question to ask. So, you know, I can't wait to ask to what kind of music.
Well, what kind of musical instrument?
She was writing her music. So, yeah. So this is going to be interesting. Other than that, really, that's really bad of me. You know,
that's all I got to say, really. And, you know, and you know, she also did, like, Chris Michael did a song called Go Home and followed by Kiss and her latest. Her latest was Work That Body. I don't know if it's all on iTunes or what, cause I really can't find that much on YouTube, but. I don't know, I'm about to say to Michael about that, dude. Or if he has, like, any first CDs, like pressed where you can buy them in the stores. So yeah, I can't wait to ask her that. Go from there, actually. So I'm just going to... Go from there, really. So yeah, I'm just waiting for Faith to call in. If anybody wants to call in and ask Faith Michaels question, call in 713-955-0384. A lot of people always ask me, you know, how did I come up with the name of my radio show? And I basically, you know, well, I'm an openly gay man, and
And I decided to just do like an all gay show where all my guests are, you know, have like a strong gay following, or they are my brothers and sisters in the community, and you know, and stuff like that. I mean, it's like I can't really put it all into words, you know, how I came up with the name of the show, but I mean, it'll explain it here soon, because you know, I'm actually working on a website for that, so I can get it all done and stuff. So go from there, really. About it. Damn, I think my phone's haunted. Huh? See here. So yeah. So yeah, it's, well, what else can I say before my guest comes on? I really don't know a whole heck of a lot really right now, because like I said, everything's up in the air right now, and everything will be revealed in due time. You know, I don't know. It's one of those what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. New Year's resolution, you know, that's one of my things I'm working on right now. It's one of my New Year's resolutions that I'm working on, so everything will be revealed in due time. So, I'm just waiting. Yeah, I'm just hoping. Gosh. So yeah. I'm just, you know, writing some more questions down here as well, because I want to really ask really good questions. I really don't ask like mediocre questions. I want my guests to feel comfortable, and my questions to be inspiring and stuff like that. So, trying to figure out how I can work just one question. That's what my inspiration is. Just wanted to have good show, good guests, and go from there. Really, that's all I want. So that's all I can ask for. That, you know, have. I was hoping my guest didn't forget, because I know, it's kind of, you know, I don't know, sometimes it happens. I mean, you know. I just lost my train of thought. I don't know. But we'll go from there. You know, I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't know. I was like, I'm hoping my guest didn't forget because it's kind of, I don't know. I know that can be, you know, people forget. It's the holiday and stuff like that. But I mean, it's like kind of weird when I only had twice like two guests had to, you know, cancel. But I mean, it was unforeseen circumstances. So other than that, really, you know, I'm just kind of, it gets awkward. So, yeah. It was one of those things, I guess. So, I really don't know what I'm going to do. So, it's one of those things where it's kind of like, you know, nerve-wracking at the same time, annoying, I guess, if you want to call it that. I don't know, but let's see here. It's weird, you know. It's just one of those things. It's uncanny, I guess. I don't know. It's one of those weird predicaments that some people, you know, say or do, or that's weird. I don't know. I just had a day job do a thing. So I don't know. We had like one of deja vu's where it's so unreal. You're trying to, you know. Oh goodness. Oh gosh. It's having one of those days. Trying to think here. Excuse me. So, I don't know. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna give my guest about another 10 to 15 minutes. You know, maybe, I don't know, it happens. I mean, you know, people forget, you know, that they were supposed to be on. You know, I mean, it happens. I don't hold a grudge or anything like that.
you know, it happens. You know, heck, and there are times, you know, I forget that I'm going to be on a radio show. I'm like, oh yeah, I was supposed to be on a radio show. You know, but I don't cry or spill milk over it. I don't know. This is really uncanny. Sorry about that, everybody. My gas is running a little bit late, so sorry about that. She should be calling in here pretty soon, so it's maybe it's like those rush hour traffics, you know, that I don't even talk on my cell phone when it comes to like rush hour traffic, because you never know how, you know, traffic is going to be where you live at, or people who are total, you know, rageaholics when it comes to driving wise, because, you know, you never know who's going to be behind the wheel. So it's hard to tell. I'm just waiting to hear back from my guest, because I know she's running late. So, yeah. So, it happened. So, I don't know. That just, you know, I guess it happens. So, I don't know. That's really, really weird. So, goodness. It's definitely springtime out, because you got local people, you know, blasting their music. You can hear your windows shake in your house. So, you gotta worry about that now, since it's getting warmer out. So, it's one of those, I guess, things that happens. I can call it the meaning of life, I guess. So, I don't know. So do they, my listeners, have anything going on this summer? Are they going to be doing like any like traveling or vacations, or that's going to, you know, stick close to home this year? Because, you know, I know like a lot of people
probably won't be doing like a whole heck of a lot of traveling if the gas prices are going to go up. So I don't know what I'm doing yet. It all depends, really. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. With me, it's one of those things, you know, it's like up here. So. I don't know. So. This is just weird. So yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. It's really weird because I'm like, I never. I don't know. I'm probably gonna give another probably about 10 to 15 minutes because I don't know. It's just really odd. I never had a. My guests totally forget. I have one once or twice, but I'm like, but I don't know. What the... So I don't know what's going on, but so it's just really weird. So. I don't know. So, I don't know, but that's just odd. I just don't know what's going on with my gas, because I guess I can wait until about 7:30. I don't know. I really don't know. So it's one of those things that maybe just happens. I don't know. So. I don't know if they're doing another Back to the Future movie, Back to the Future Part 6. I didn't know they'd even do that many. Give it 6 more extra minutes. If my guest doesn't So, calling then, probably I don't have to reschedule. So yeah, this is really odd. So yeah, like I said, I only had this happen to me like twice, so it's, so I don't know, I maybe, I don't know, it's really, really, really odd. Maybe she got the time confused, maybe, I really don't know, I, you know, I don't know, it's like weird, one of those weird things that happens. So, I don't know. Trying to think here. The only thing I could do is, probably really weird. Well, I can just rebook my guest for next month, you know, and go from there. I'm sorry about this, everybody. I guess my guest lost track of time. So I'm gonna cut it short. So I hope everybody tunes in next week, not next week, but on April 19th, I'm having Brett Jones, the author who did the book called Pride. He's the first openly gay Navy SEAL and sniper. So I hope everybody tunes into that show, and everybody has a good happy Easter and Passover and all that good stuff. This is your host, Jason Belcher from Diversity LGBTQI Radio. Have a good night, everybody, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good night, everybody.